Sanam Patel. I've always loved to read. When I was a kid, I went to the library every week and checked out a big stack of books. But these days, I mostly read electronic books. I have a small apartment, and e-books don't take up any space. I just keep my tablet in my purse, and I can read whenever I'm on the subway or waiting at the doctor's office or having coffee alone. It's great. And if I forget to bring it, I can read on my phone because the app keeps track of how far I've read. I usually read novels, but I also use the tablet to read the news during my morning commute. And I have a really good crossword puzzle app, so I do a couple of puzzles every week, too.
Tony Jimenez. I don't really read books. I don't know why, but I actually do spend a lot of time reading. I'm very interested in politics and in what's happening in the world, so I spend about an hour every morning catching up on the news. I read articles in Spanish and in English, and I'll skim through newspapers from several different countries to see what they're covering. I also subscribe to a couple of online magazines, and some of those articles are very long. I usually read those on the weekends. Once in a while, I get a paper newspaper, especially if I'm going to the beach or someplace I don't want to take my laptop.
Amanda Black. These days, I read a lot of children's books. I want my kids to love reading, so I read aloud to them every night. My daughter is 8 years old, so she can read by herself, but she still loves me to read to her. And she reads stories to her little brother, too. Once the kids are asleep, I like to curl up with a good book myself. It really helps me relax. Unfortunately, it relaxes me a little too much. I usually fall asleep after a couple of pages. It takes me a long time to finish a book nowadays.